Sarah 咧，佢系名副其实嘅一个信二代。
Sarah is truly what we would call a second generation Christian.
佢阿妈嘅肚入边嘅时候就已经翻教会噶啦。
She had been going to church even before she was born.
大个啲咪就上儿童主日学，由细就听住大卫、罗亚、亚伯拉罕嘅故事去长大。
She attended Sunday school as a child, growing up with stories of David, Noah, and Abraham.
Sarah 一直觉得自己好熟有关信仰入边嘅内容。
She thought she understood everything about faith.
佢都冇怀疑过呢一位神嘅真实性。
And she never doubted that God was real.
直到佢入咗大学 ，Sarah 对于生物学简直去到一个着迷嘅地步。
When she entered university, Sarah became fascinated with biology.
后尾咧，又俾佢好好彩咁样 read 到一位佢所崇拜嘅教授嘅一个 course。
She enrolled in a course taught by a professor she deeply admired.
不过佢谂都冇谂到嘅就系第一堂一开始，佢自己就马上跌到去谷底啦。
But in the very first lecture, her world came crashing down.
因为呢一位佢所敬佩嘅教授，一开始就去批评信仰系属于嗰啲冇乜智慧嘅人嘅一种嘅心灵寄托嚟嘅啫。
It's because this professor openly criticized faith, saying that faith was just something people with little intelligence used for emotional support.
Sarah 嗰一刻佢唔知道点样去解读，佢唔知道点样去回应呢个教授嘅批评，佢觉得好 stuck。
Sarah didn't know how to process what she heard, nor how to respond to the criticism, and she felt completely stuck.
佢嗰一刻先发现，原来教会内同教会外对于神有住两个好唔同嘅睇法。
She realized that inside and outside the church, there were two very different views of God.
于是过咗呢件事之后 ，Sarah 开始过佢一种嘅双重嘅生活，一个 double life。
And from that point onwards, she began living a double life.
Sarah 照样翻教会，照样侍奉。喺表面上 ，Sarah 系一个爱主嘅基督徒。
She continued going to church and continued to serve. On the surface, Sarah appeared to be a devout Christian who still loved the Lord.
但系去到教会嘅出边，无论讲紧系学校定系自己嘅社交平台 ，Sarah 都唔再提自己嘅信仰。
But outside of church, whether at school or on social media, she avoided mentioning her faith altogether. Because she was afraid someone would ask questions she didn't know how to answer.
后来慢慢的，她就同其他无信仰的同学一样，过住一样的生活，一样会去 clubbing， 一样会去男朋友家过夜。
Eventually, she began living just like her non-Christians.Classmates. She went clubbing like everyone else. She stayed overnight at her boyfriend's place just like her peers.
其实 Sarah 心入边唔系冇挣扎嘅，佢知道咁样系有啲问题。
Deep down, Sarah sensed something wasn't right.
但系佢又唔敢对教会去分享佢嘅挣扎。就算有一次真系俾佢有机会问啦，佢都得唔到啲咩具体嘅答案。
But she did not dare to share her struggles at church.Even when she had the chance to ask, she couldn't find clear answers.
她觉得自己就只可以孤单地去面对这种的挣扎和处境。
She felt she has no choice but to face her situation alone.
Sarah 的故事听起来可能你不会觉得陌生。
Sarah's story probably sounds familiar to many of us.
可能很多我们称呼做信二代的基督徒都有过类似的经历。
Many second-generation Christians might have gone through similar experiences.
就是小小个，其实我们一直在圣经的故事底下陪伴成长。罗亚方舟，大卫与哥利亚，彼得行在水面上，这些故事我们一听到，我们就可以由尾背回上头。
We grew up surrounded by Bible stories from a young age. Noah's Ark, David and Goliath, Peter walking on water, stories we knew so well, we could almost recite them backwards.
我们觉得自己很熟圣经，以为我们的信仰根基其实都挺扎实的。
We thought we knew the Bible well, and our faith foundation was solid.
却从来没人提我们，其实我们原来生活在一个 Christian bubble 里面。
But no one ever told us that we were actually living inside a Christian bubble.
直到我哋出嚟做嘢啦，我哋升大学，突然之间呢个 Christian bubble 喺我哋面前爆破。
Until we enter college and step into society, suddenly that Christian bubble burst.
嗰一刻，我哋發現原來呢個世界對基督教嘅態度一啲都唔友善，甚至帶住惡意。
We realize that this world is not friendly to Christianity at all, and at times even hostile.
原來我哋係唔知道可以點樣去面對呢個對基督信仰唔友善嘅世界。
And we realize that we don't actually know how to face a world that is hostile to the Christian faith.
仲有個世界係會走嚟唔客氣咁樣去 challenge 我哋嘅信仰嘅喎。
We came to realize that this world does not hesitate to challenge our faith.
個掙扎個困難係佢哋問嘅問題，我哋真係唔識得點樣回應。
And yet, when those questions come, we don't know how to respond.
因為從來冇人教過我哋點樣去思考我哋嘅信仰嘅。
Because no one ever taught us how to think through these faith questions.
我哋唔識得點樣去解釋神嘅愛，亦都喺呢個世界入邊揾唔到究竟咩叫做神嘅公義喺地上彰顯。
We don't know how to explain God's love, and in this world, we struggle to see how God's justice is being revealed.
就算聽過牧者講到，但係其實我哋自己唔係好識分辨咯。
Even if we heard explanations, we don't know how to discern for ourselves.
咩叫做信仰反省啊？遇到信仰問題嘅時候，到底我可以去邊度揾到答案啊？
What does it really mean to reflect on our faith? And when faith questions arise, where do I even begin to look for answers?
遇到唔同嘅人，对唔同嘅事，有住唔同嘅睇法，到底应该听边个啊？点解要听佢啊？
When different people hold different views about the same issue, who should I listen to and why?
冇人教过我哋点样去分析潮流文化后边嗰个世界观噶。
We don't know how to discern the messages behind pop culture.
当有一个潮流嚟到嘅时候，我哋唔识分析点解有啲系神嘅儿女唔会做唔会跟嘅咯。
When there is a new pop culture arise, we don't know why some trends are not meant for God's people to follow.
跟住我哋心入边有一个感觉，就系所有讲嘅呢啲嘢都只不过长辈嘅教导，系上一代嘅执着。
Everything began to feel like they are just the teachings of older people, just convictions of our previous generation.
原来在每一个圣经故事的当中，我们不懂得去找神今天在我们这个世界里面怎样仍然在工作。
We couldn't see how the God of the Bible is still at work today in our world.
我们不知道在科学里面怎样去找神的能力，在社会里面怎样去解释人是需要神的同在。
How do we see God's power in science and in society? Why people still need God's presence?
在那一刻，我们突然发现，我们由小到大，在教会长大，自己却没有办法去回应世界给我们的挑战。
We realized that even though we grew up in church, we were unable to respond to the challenges of the world.
原来主日学所讲的故事不足够咯。
Sunday school stories were no longer enough.
我们心里面充满着焦虑，以为我们的信仰就只是得这么多，没有办法回应现实。
Our hearts began to fill with anxiety, as if faith has reached its limit, unable to face real life.
突然间，我哋觉得孤立无援。
All of a sudden, we felt completely alone.
结果系喺我哋嘅当中，有啲人会开始怀疑，会唔会系出边嗰啲人所讲嘅嘢，其实都有啲道理嘅？我哋会开始相信，咦？我哋由细听到大嗰啲嘅故事，难道佢真系神话般嘅故事？
Some began to wonder whether the voices outside the church might actually be right. They started believing that the stories they grew up with might just be myth after all.
有啲好彩啲嘅係我哋仍然選擇去相信，不過為咗生存嘅緣故，我哋將信仰鎖咗喺教會，喺出邊我哋完全唔提自己嘅信仰，過住自己嘅雙重生活。
Some still said they believed, but for the sake of survival, they kept their faith inside the church.Outside, they never mentioned their faith, living a double life.
我们的问题是，其实有没有一个更好的方式去面对这个不友善的世界呢？
So the question is there a better way to live in this world that is not friendly to our faith?
Sarah 的焦虑其实在2000多年前的基督徒他们都经历过。得写个信给他们，就正正是要给他们知道应该要怎样应付。
Sarah's anxiety was already experienced by Christians 2,000 years ago. Peter wrote to them to show them exactly how to respond.
彼得前书入边，彼得就系对住一班同样地，佢哋面对一个唔友善嘅世界嘅基督徒去讲说话。
In 1 Peter, Peter is speaking to believers who were also facing a hostile world.
彼得前书的年代，其实社会上面开始酝酿着一种对基督徒各种的怀疑和歧视。
When Peter wrote this letter, society was beginning to stir up suspicion and discrimination against Christians.
而这班基督徒是原本都只不过一班土生土长的普通人。
These believers were once ordinary people,born and raised in their communities.
突然间有一天，他们信了耶稣，就改变了他们原本和邻居和朋友那一份的关系。
But when they began following Jesus, their relationship with others started to change.
未信主之前，他们是不需要对任何一个神表示忠诚的，总之见神就拜，见庙就进香，只求不要得罪任何一个神明就可以了。
Before that, they didn't need to be loyal to any one god. They worshipped whatever gods were around, offering incense at any temple, as long as they did not offend anyone.
今日佢哋突然之间就话：我只会拜一个独一嘅真神嘅啫。
But now they declared they would only worship the one true God.
佢哋以前去开喺嗰啲庙宇举行嘅饭局啦、开会啦，甚至亲戚嘅聚会啦，佢哋都唔再去啦。
As a result, they stopped attending dinners, meetings, even family gatherings they used to go to.
換咗係今日，就等於係咩咧？你老細次次叫你去開會，你都唔會嚟嘅。上司叫你出去玩下應酬，你都唔會去嘅。人哋咪就會覺得你唔專業，你做唔到嘢咯。
In today's context, it would be like this: Your boss keeps calling meetings, and you keep not showing up.Your supervisor asks you to socialize, and you keep making excuses. People start saying you're not professional and unreliable.
仲有你以前同你玩开系学玩乐嗰班朋友咧，佢哋突然之间就觉得你成日自命清高嘅。女人又话唔玩，豪门宴又要唔去，饮多一杯你会叫停，甚至走人。
And the friends who used to party with you, they feel like you have suddenly put yourself on a moral high ground.You say no to certain lifestyles, no to certain elite gatherings. When drinks keep coming, you stop or even leave early.
人哋同你讲话玩下啫，唔使咁认真啦，冇人知噶。你又摆款咯，就话基督徒系唔可以咁噶。佢哋觉得你简直变咗另外一个人。
They tell you, relax, it is just for fun, no one will know. But you respond, I cannot do that as a Christian. To them, you have become a completely different person.
当时的其他人其实他们真的觉得这班基督徒很怪。
People at that time thought Christians were really strange.
在当时的世界观里面，看他们是包容了所有神子的，但唯有基督徒会说拜他们那个才对。
Because they accepted all gods in their worldview, only Christians insist that there's only one true God.
出面的人就觉得基督徒送到好像中了毒，好像迷失了自己一样。
People thought Christians were obsessed, almost brainwashed.
喂，信咗主啫，你就可以唔效忠自己嘅国家噶啦，你就可以分裂你自己嘅家庭噶啦，你就可以做生意都冇专业操守噶啦。
They accused Christians of being disloyal to their nation, dividing families, and lacking professionalism in business.
我哋觉得基督徒简直系去到一个厌恶人类同埋迷信嘅地步，系一班怪人。
They saw Christians as people who were hostile to humanity, superstitious and strange.
结果是普通人会同基督徒断绝来往咯，识咗好多年嘅老友出街咪当你透明咯，家人就同你断绝关系。
And as a result, ordinary people cut off contacts with Christians. Friends you have known for years pretend you don't exist. Even family members cut ties with you.
虽然当时没什么社交媒体，但他们去到不同的社交场合就要来嘲笑一下你，奚落一下你，唱说你这些简直就是危险人物，精神失常，危害国家安全。
Even with those social media those days, they still mock you, ridicule you, and humiliated you in all kinds of social settings. They labeled you as dangerous people, mentally unstable, and a threat to public safety.
又要貿易制裁下你啦，或者诬告你，隨時叫你傾家蕩產。誒，仲有一招再絕啲啲嘅，特登叫你向某個偶像下拜啊！你唔拜啦，我炒咗你，到時你連份工都冇埋。
They boycotted your business or falsely accuse you, ruining you financially. Or they force you to bow down to other idols, and if you refuse to, you lost your job and your livelihood.
排山倒海，有形無形嘅壓力就叫彼得好擔心。
These overwhelming pressures, both visible and invisible, deeply concerned Peter.
就係呢一班原本期待住天國降臨嘅門徒，佢哋竟然發現呢個世界並未因為基督嘅降生同埋復活變得更好啊！
These disciples, who once eagerly awaited the coming of God's kingdom, realized that the world did not become better after Christ's birth and resurrection.
相反，就係呢個世界變得越嚟越敵視基督。
Instead, the world became increasingly hostile towards Christ.
喺一個咁困難嘅時代，一個咁樣嘅世界，呢一班嘅門徒到底可唔可以繼續跟隨落去咧？
In such a difficult time like this, could disciples really continue to follow Jesus?
面对一个其实不欢迎你，甚至想赶走你的世界，彼得明白一样嘢，就系门徒先要搞清楚一个基本性嘅问题。
Facing a world that does not welcome you or even wants to push you out, Peter understood that the disciples first needed clarity on some foundational questions.
就系到底你系属于罗马帝国啊，定系神嘅国度嘅人
？Do you belong to the Roman Empire or the Kingdom of God？
如果你係屬於羅馬帝國嘅話，其實你嘅身份當然就應該按照羅馬文化而定咯。佢哋嘅文化係點，你咪跟住個風向走咯。佢哋話應該點樣過生活，你咪就點樣過生活咯。
If you belong to the Roman Empire, your identity is defined by Roman culture. Whatever the culture says, you simply go with the flow, and whatever it says about life, you follow.
如果你是属于神的国度的话，那你的人生就应该根据着天国的原则的了。
But if you belong to God's kingdom, then your life must follow the values of heaven.
这一套的原则和罗马的就当然很不同了。他们未曾有机会了解过，他们就当然应该不明白了。而你觉得格格不入，这一件是一件很自然的事。
These values are very different from Roman culture, so it is completely natural that people don't understand, and feeling out of place is completely natural too.
如果你肯定自己是属于哪一边的话，那应该怎样在这个这样的世界去生活呢？应该不难选。
But once you're clear about where you belong, then how to live in a world like this becomes much clearer.
困难是我们对自己的身份不够肯定。
The real challenge is that we are often unsure of our identity.
彼得需要门徒去肯定呢一件咁重要嘅事情，佢需要门徒去肯定自己嘅身份。
That's why Peter needed the disciples to be certain about this crucial truth. They needed to be clear about who they truly are.
所以彼得前书系点样开始噶？彼得前书嘅开始系耶稣基督嘅使徒彼得写信给那分散在本多、加拉太、加帕多加、亚西亚、比推尼寄居嘅人，就系照着父神嘅预知蒙拣选，藉着圣灵得成圣洁，因而顺服，并且被耶稣基督嘅血洒过嘅人。
At the very beginning of 1 Peter, it says.Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who are elect exiles of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father in the sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ and for sprinkling with his blood.
他写信的对象的人的身份就是分散在不同的地方寄居的人，他们是蒙召住父神的预知蒙拣选的人。
Peter was writing to people who were scattered, living as strangers, yet chosen according to the foreknowledge of God.
英文圣经只是用两个字表达 elect, exile, 蒙拣选的寄居者。
In the English Bible, this identity is captured in just two words, elect exiles.
彼得先稱呼他們叫做 elect 蒙揀選。
Peter begins by calling them elect, chosen.
我不知道你可能今天我們覺得這個基督徒的身份其實沒有什麼特別。
Perhaps today, you don't feel being a Christian is anything special.
我們以為這個是出於我們自己的選擇。
You think it was simply your choice.
於是當我們猶豫的時候、困難的時候，我們心裏就會自然想，既然跟得這麼辛苦，不如算數了，不要再跟了。
And when following Jesus feels difficult, you start to hesitate, wondering if it's worth it or if you should just walk away.
但原來不是這樣，原來你今天是一個基督徒，這件事是出於神自己的。
But the truth is, you are a Christian today, not because you chose God, but because God chose you from among many.
是神在人海茫茫裡面選擇了你。可能是你原本生活裡面，你覺得自己是一個平平無奇的人，你覺得自己是一個nobody， 但神卻選擇了你，用基督的血洗淨你。
You may see yourself as ordinary, a nobody, yet God personally chose you and cleansed you with the blood of Jesus.
於是你今天的身份不再是 nobody， 你今天的身份是神寶貝的兒女。
So today, you are no longer a nobody, but God's beloved child.
但吊詭的是因為這個身份，你卻成為了世界裡面的 exile。
And what's interesting is that because of this new identity, you become an exile in this world. Exile is a stranger, a sojourner.
雖然你未必在外地，甚至說你是土生土長，但原來這一刻開始你成為了一個exile。
You may be born and raised here, yet still be an exile.
Exile的意義就是你不是真正屬於這個地方的。
Because exile means you do not truly belong.
就因為你是一個elect蒙揀選的人，今日無論你在羅馬帝國的任何一個地方，無論是本多、加拉太、加帕多加、亞西亞、比推尼，你都只是寄居。
Because you are elect, no matter where you lived in the Roman Empire, you were still only passing through.
所以今日其實是一樣的。 就算你今日說你自己在溫哥華、在列治文本拿比、在素里出世都好，就是因為你是elect蒙揀選的這個身份，你在這裡都成為了一個exile、一個寄居者。The
same is true today. Even if you were born in Vancouver, Richmond, Burnaby or Surrey, your identity as elect makes you an exile.
彼得的exile講的就是去到最後 we don't belong.
What Peter ultimately means by exile comes down to this. We don't belong.
不belong就是无论你在这里生活了多少年都好，你是不可能觉得完全fit in的。
No matter how long you live here, you still feel something doesn't quite fit.
既然你是一个exile，人家看你就是异类。
And when you don't fit in, people will naturally see you as aliens.
既然是異類，就沒有人可以肯定其他人其實會怎樣對你，會不會喜歡你，甚至會不會認同你。
And when you are an alien, there's no guarantee how others will treat you, whether they will like you or accept you.
因為你跟他們的文化實在太不同，看事物價值觀也都完全不同。
Because your culture and values are totally different from theirs.
因為exile在地上受逼迫，是很困難。
When an exile faces hostility in this world, it doesn't necessarily mean your faith is weak or you believe the wrong thing.
更加可能的是因為彼此實在太過不同了，於是其他人可以對你有誤解，甚至是偏見。
More often, it's because the differences are so great that misunderstanding and prejudice arise.
人對住同自己唔同嘅人有偏見，其實係預咗㗎。呢一個係一個唔完美嘅世界入邊必然會發生嘅事情。This
is how people tend to respond to those who are different from them. In an imperfect world, these things are bound to happen.
今日同樣地，我哋係elect exile 一個蒙揀選嘅寄居者。
Today, we too are elect exiles.
我们同样地是神拣选的子民，分散在不同的地方，跟随着神的原则去生活。
We are likewise God's chosen people, scattered and living as strangers in different places, living by the values of God's kingdom.
於是我哋明白噶，我哋翻到去大學或者去做嘢嘅地方，其實人哋唔一定會明白你嘅信仰，就會覺得我哋迷信，甚至覺得我哋無知。
When we go to college or enter into the marketplace, people may not understand who we are. They may see us as superstitious or ignorant.
可能真係會有人用唔同嘅方式叫你為難嘅。
Some people might intentionally make things difficult for you.
或者真係問你一啲所謂嘅信仰難題咯。
Or challenge you with so-called faith questions.
你唔好覺得呢啲事好奇怪，相反，其實發生呢一啲事情係必然。
But you should not find it strange. Instead, these things are to be expected.
既然風浪逼迫在所難免，既然我哋係蒙揀選嘅寄居者，面對住呢啲挑戰，彼得就鼓勵門徒要 always being prepared.
Since storms and persecution are unavoidable, and since we are elect exiles, when facing challenges, Peter encouraged the disciples to always be prepared.
所以彼得前書，彼得咪寫咯，我哋只要心裏尊基督為聖，以他為主，常常作好準備去回答那些問你們懷有盼望的人。為什麼懷有盼望的人？
In 1 Peter 3:15, it says, In your hearts,Honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you.
是啊，在这个世界真的会有人来走来问神的选民，就是你为什么会仍然相信的呢？
That's right, people will come with many questions for God's people why you still believe.
在彼得那个年代可能就会有人问，为什么即使全世界的人都被负评你，你仍然要坚持相信？
In Peter's time, people might ask, why do you still believe even when the whole world is against you?
你咁執著到底為咗啲咩啫？你真係信你自己信嘅嘢冇錯㗎。
Why are you so persistent? What are you holding on to? Do you really believe you haven't believed the wrong thing?
我哋呢個年代，人哋就會話，喂，呢本書都寫咗成幾千年啦，同我哋呢個年代，今日呢個科技嘅年代，仲有啲咩關係啊？
In our time, people ask us, how does a book written thousands of years ago have anything to do with our world today?
你怎會還相信一個你從來都未見過的人呢?
How can you believe in someone you have never seen?
耶穌死了2000多年了，都未回來，你還等啊?
Jesus died 2000 years ago, do you really believe he will return?
彼得說你就預了人家會問你為什麼還信，為什麼還等啊?
Peter says you should expect people to ask why you still believe and who and why you are still waiting.
而我哋要做嘅就係常常作好準備回答呢一啲人。
What we are called to do is to always be prepared to respond.
常常作好準備 ，always being prepared. 有留意係一個現在進行式嚟嘅。
Always being prepared is in the present continuous tense.
講嘅係原來呢個預備咧，唔係一次半次，唔係你覺得見好就要停，而係不斷地、不斷地去預備自己。
It is not something you do once or twice. It's an ongoing posture of preparation.
你睇翻耶穌啊，耶穌係從來冇迴避過人嘅問題，甚至挑戰嘅。對法利賽人冇，對祭司長冇，對本丟比拉多都冇。
Can you see that the Jesus we believe in? He never avoid people's questions or their challenges. Not with the Pharisees, not with the chief priest, not even with Pontius Pilate.
耶穌可以做咗一個嘅示範，就係原來面對惡意嘅挑戰，我哋係可以勇敢地去回應嘅。
Jesus himself set an example. He responded courageously, even to hostile challenges.
回應唔係講緊一定係激烈嘅辯論，而係講緊可以係一種理性嘅對話同埋討論。
Responding not through heated arguments, but through recent dialogue and thoughtful conversations.
但可以做到耶穌咁樣，其實就真係要預備，需要我哋有 mental rehearsal， 要不斷咁樣去練習嘅。
To respond this way requires preparation and mental rehearsal.
而嗰個預備咧，唔係叫你去諗下究竟我要點樣可以贏到呢一場辯論啊，又唔係要你去學一啲花巧嘅辯論技巧去維護神嘅尊嚴。
And the preparation is not about figuring out how to win an argument. It is not about Clara DeVay's skills to defend God's honor.
而是我们要去寻求更深地去认识神。
Instead, it is about seeking to know God more deeply.
他叫自己可以在理性思维上面，在关系上面，我可以做到同人去解释，到底我们今日信仰的这位神是一位怎样的神？我们抱住一份怎样永活的盼望，那个 living hope 是什么？
So that intellectually and relationally, we can explain to others what kind of God we believe in and what kind of living hope we are holding on to.
彼得说这份永活的盼望不是我们自己作出来的，而是这份永活的盼望，他在彼得前书第一章就已经写了，是因为耶稣的复活叫我们重生而来。
Peter says this living hope is not something we create ourselves. This hope comes from the resurrection of Jesus, by which we are born again.
叫我们知道在永恒里面有着神所赐那个不会失去的基业。
It assures that in eternity, we have an inheritance from God that can never be taken away.
叫我们知道我们有着神自己的保守，得到神自己的救恩。
And it assures us that we are kept by God Himself and receive His salvation.
不过困难是，既然我们一方面知道我们是蒙拣选的寄居者，但是其实就讲紧另外一样嘢，就是我们不可以再以小学程度的信仰去打这个大学程度的仗。
Now we know that we are elect exiles, so we can no longer fight university level battles with an elementary level faith.
有時候我都好羨慕信二代，信二代本身真係帶住一個祝福嘅，就係我哋由細到大，無論係Kapos定係兒童主日學，其實我哋成全咗好多好重要嘅信仰知識。I
feel the second generation Christians are very blessed. The blessings of being second generation Christians is that through Kapos and Sunday schools, we have inherited many important foundations of faith.
原來嗰個過程入邊，我哋建立咗信仰嗰個嘅起點。
And through this process, it gives us a starting point for faith.
但當然完咗Kapos之後，你上埋Youth Worship，上完Youth Worship之後，唔係等於其實你哋我哋識曬所有有關信仰嘅事情。But
of course, after completing Kapos and moving on to Youth Worship, it doesn't mean you now know everything there is to know about faith.
不過咧，我哋就已經有咗一個好穩固嘅根基，而呢一樣嘢就話俾我哋聽，跟住落嚟，我哋係時候深入地去尋求認識神，俾神去塑造我哋。
Instead, it tells us that you already have a solid foundation and that it is time to go deeper, to seek God, to know Him, and to be shaped by Him.
就好像想像我们grade 12毕业，如果我们grade 12毕业的时候，我们会不会跟大家外面的人说，我已经认识世界上所有的东西呢？
It's like graduating from high school. You don't all of a sudden think that you now understand everything in this world.
其實grade 12畢業，我哋知道話緊俾我哋知嘅就係，我哋行完咗一個重要嘅階段，我哋已經被基本地去裝備好，可以學一啲更高層次嘅嘢。Graduating
from high school simply tells us we have completed one stage, and we are now basically equipped and ready to learn at a deeper and higher level. Mm-hmm.
It's just like theologian J.I. Packer in his book Knowing God said, so we are crew to ourselves if we try to live in this world without knowing about the God whose world it is and who runs it. You sentence yourself to stumble and blunder through life blindfolded.
J.I. Packer 曾经讲过，如果我哋喺神所创造、所掌管嘅世界入面生活，却选择唔去认识佢，其实系对自己嘅一种残忍，就好似自己选择蒙住对眼喺人生路上乱行乱撞一样。所以完成咗主日学之后，讲紧嗰种嘅毕业，唔系讲紧，我哋学完啦，呢个系一个终点，而系讲紧呢个系成熟嘅一个起点。So graduation is not the end of learning, but the beginning of maturity.
而更深地去认识神，唔系要话俾人听我哋有几叻、几有智慧，而系要学识点样去真正咁去过我哋嘅人生。Going
deeper in knowing God is not about proving how intelligent we are, but instead it helps us to truly understand how to live.
而同时地，亦都系装备紧我哋自己去回应呢个世界俾我哋嘅挑战，俾我哋嘅问题。
It also allows us to respond maturely to questions and challenges.
所以正面咁样睇啊， 其实当世界去挑战你来讲，这个是一个 wake up call， 是一个唤醒我们自己的机会。
If we look at it positively, the challenges from the world are actually a wake up call。
俾我哋见到嘅就系，当世界要去问我哋问题嘅时候，原来咧呢啲问题系唔会就住我哋嚟问噶。
It shows us that when the world asks questions, they do not go easy on us。
一嚟就可能系大学程度嘅问题嚟噶啦。
They often come as university level questions。
而呢个时候，我哋先会发觉啊，原来我哋过去所学过一啲嘅嘢，可能只不过系小学程度。原来我哋未预备好点样去回应人哋带俾我哋一啲大学程度嘅挑战。
That's when we realize we may only have an elementary level faith. We are not yet prepared to respond to university level challenges.
所以我哋要 always being prepared， 我哋要常常预备去更深咁样去认识呢一位神咯。
This is why we must always be prepared, continually growing in our knowledge of God.
我哋要继续同神去建立一份真实成熟嘅关系。
And keep building a truly mature relationship with Him.
而深度咁样去认识神，其实有好多唔同嘅方式噶。上个星期我哋已经讲咗一啲啦。今个星期我都好想同大家讲几个例子，就系当我哋要去回应呢个世界嘅挑战嘅时候，原来有一啲经常被忽略，但系又非常之重要嘅进心嘅方向。
There are many ways to grow deeper in knowing God. Last week we talked about one of those ways.This week, I want to highlight a few more directions, often overlooked, yet deeply important.
其中一个困难是我们基督徒，我们很少可去问自己，其实为什么圣经会这样写？我今天信什么？我为什么会这样信？
One of the challenges is that, like, in the Bible, we don't actually understand why the Bible is written in a certain way.
所以我们要学习怎么去逻辑地去思考。
That's why we need to learn how to think critically.
就是对所有的事情，我们会用一个客观的方式去问问题，去分析。
It means analyzing things objectively and rationally.
包括了我们的信仰，叫我们可以清晰地去解释到，讲到其实我为什么信，我信着什么。
It includes how we think about our faith, so we can clearly explain what we believe and why we believe it.
另外一个经常会叫我们觉得很难答的，就是这个世界告诉我们没有一个绝对的真理。
And the second challenge is that, you know, in this world, it oftentimes shows us that there's actually no absolute truth.
而另外可以学习的是什么呢？有一件事可能大家没听过，叫批判现实主义 critical realism.
There is something called critical realism.
神学家 N.T. Wright 咁样去解释，其实佢讲紧嘅就系呢个世界的确存在紧一个客观嘅真理嘅。不过好多时候，我哋嘅文化同埋背景就会影响我哋点样去接收呢个真理。
Theologian N.T. Wright points out that objective truth does exist, but our culture and background shape how we perceive it.
所以我哋嘅信仰唔系话哦，你搞清楚晒所有嘢，你先决定信唔信呢一个神。
So we don't wait until everything is fully understood before deciding whether to believe in God.
而是你不如先认定了这位神，先跟住在你的过生命里面，你去将每一个新的知识、新的经验去思考、去归纳、去分析，再组成一个有生命力的信仰。
Instead, we reflect on every new insight and experience, integrating them into a living, growing faith.
第三个可能我们会很怕答的问题，就是有人问啊，神其实是一位怎样的神啊？你的神有什么这么厉害啊？我们发觉我们不懂答这些问题。
Questions like who is this God? Why this God is so powerful? We are scared of answering this kind of questions.
原来是找到答案的，原来有一样东西叫做系统神学 Systematic theology。
But there is a way to find out answers, and it is through something called systematic theology.
就是一个宏观的角度去再一次系统性地去认识神。
It helps us to know God in a systematic and holistic way.
到底这位神是怎样的？他的性情、他的能力是怎样的？
Who God is, His character and His power.
神创造人的时候，其实他对人的心意是怎样的？人，为什么人犯了罪？犯了什么罪？为什么人需要拯救？
What was God's intention when He created humanity? And what does sin really mean? And why do we need salvation?
原来这些东西全部在系统神学里面是有谈及过，而且有详细解释。
Actually, in systematic theology, all of these things are actually covered in a very detailed manner.
原来成熟的信仰是叫我们不要那么快止步，而是 dive deep， 要尽心。
A mature faith requires us to dive deep。
是的，神学就是鼓励我们去全面地去认识神，其实同一个时间都叫神可以全面地去塑造我们的性情。
Through systematic theology, we gain a fuller understanding of God. It also allows him to shape our character more completely.
都可以同人去分享究竟我哋呢一位神系点。
And at the same time, it equips us to share it more fully who this God is with other.
同一个时间，生活喺呢个世界上面咧，有好多嘅嘢会扑埋我哋度，好多潮流文化。我哋有阵时系冇谂过，其实佢背后传递紧啲咩俾我哋。
In this world that we're living in, we are actually surrounded by many different pop cultures.
所以一个信心的方向就是学去分析每件事背后的一个世界观。
That's why it is important for us to analyze the worldview behind everything.
其实这些不是很艰辛的，我们平日看的剧集、电影、听的歌，其实每一样东西它们背后都对世界有一个假设，有一个价值观，它很想 sell 给你。
You know, the shows we watch, the movies we see, the songs we listen to all carry assumptions about the world and a set of values that they are trying to sell us.
这些 selling 是很有效的，因为它只需要渗下渗下，就在你没有防备的情况底下，它已经在你的脑海留下了一个印象，就可以影响你。
Through subtle exposure, often when we are not on guard, these messages actually leave lasting impressions that shape us.
所以学习每一件事背后的世界观，其实是给自己一个机会，自己去分辨这个世界其实想 sell 什么给你。
So learning worldview analysis actually gives us the ability to discern what the world is really trying to sell us.
于是也是给我们一个机会去做一个 informed choice, 一个合理的选择，去怎样去接收，甚至去拒绝。
It also allows us to make informed choices to decide wisely what to accept and what to reject.
而最后第五个例子是，我们很多时候都会被人问，咦，你信神啊？那你真的不信科学啦？但其实信仰和科学之间的对话又是怎样的呢？
The last part is, oftentimes some people might ask you, if you believe in your faith, that means you reject science. But the truth is, we must let go of the assumption that faith and science are in opposition.
是的，我们要摒弃了信仰和科学对立的这个假设，去尝试去了解一下，其实科学是怎样跟信仰彼此之间印证。
We must let go of the assumption that faith and science are in opposition and explore how science and faith actually affirm one another.
有一件事可能大家不知道的，就是原来很多科学家自己都是基督徒来的。
In fact, many scientists are Christians as well.
对他们来说，科学和信仰从来都不是抗衡的。
To them, science and faith are never in conflict.
例如研究人类基因的 Francis Collins, 他曾经这样讲过，他说对他来讲，科学就是神的语言，科学所解答的是一个 how, 怎样的问题，信仰所解答的是一个怎解 why 的问题。
For example, Francis Collins, who studied human DNA, described science as the language of God.Science answers the questions of how, while faith answers the questions of why.
所以如果你简单地去 Amazon search 一下，你就会发觉很多这些科学家甚至有写书去分享他们这个见解，是我们可以去参考的。
Some of these scientists even write books to share their reflections with others, which is easy enough for us to understand.
这些方面的认识就是叫我们当有一天我们被人问到是那你今天究竟选科学还是选信仰的时候，我们第一件事是我们不用怕先。
This understanding helps us because when people ask, do you choose science or faith, we don't need to be afraid anymore.
个事实是神从来没有叫你做这个选择。
It's because the fact that we know God never asks us to make that choice.
因为我们知道的是原来信耶稣是不等于你要摆低你的大脑不用的。
Following Jesus does not require us to switch off our minds.
相反的是，我们今天可以重新地开始和对方进行一个有意义、有深度的对话。
Instead, we can open meaningful and deep conversations with others.
所以弟兄姊妹，有个事实是世界真的不会跟我们客气。
Brothers and sisters, this world will not go easy on us.
是因为我们的身份是一点都不简单的，我们今天是一个蒙拣选的身份。
Because our identity is not ordinary. You are personally chosen by God, the elect.
但是因为你属于天国的时候，就注定在这个世界里面，你是一个 exile， 你是寄居的儿女。
And because you belong to God's kingdom, you are meant to be an exile, a sojourner in this world.
不要因为觉得自己格格不入而焦虑，因为这种不 fit in 是印证你属于天国的子民。
So do not be anxious when you feel like you don't fit in. That sense of not fitting in is actually a sign that you belong to God.
而我们的出路就是要常常做好准备。
Our way forward is not continued anxiety, but preparation.
我们过去所学的都是一些很好的我们的根基来的。
What we learned from Sunday schools in the past, they were a great foundation for us.
而今天我们要做的就是我们要继续去学习，继续去思考，去想清楚其实我们的信仰讲了什么。
But we must learn how to think to understand clearly who the God we believe in truly is.
用我们的头脑去见证神子的智慧。
God wants us to use our mind to testify to his wisdom.
最后请记住，
Let's remember this.
在2026年这个世界，我们会见到周围都有很多的焦虑，人与人之间会彼此指责，很多时候他们会找不到自己的出路。
When the whole world is anxious, blaming one another and unable to find a way forward.
但你有一份很 precious 的东西，
Just knowing that you have one very precious element. 这
个叫做你的活泼的盼望， living hope.
It is your living hope.
所以在这个世界里面，当我们继续去前进，去寻求神，去回应这个世界的时候，我们发觉这个努力是值得的。
Your effort to seek God and respond to the world is absolutely worth it.
因为去到最后，你是会亲眼地去见证到。
Because in the end, you will see with your own eyes.
由细到大所听过的那个神，原来真是这么丰富。
That the God you have heard about since childhood is far richer than you ever imagined.
So, 弟兄姊妹，就让这一刻，让我们一同在这位这么丰富的天父面前，我们一同去起立，我们一同去用祷告去回应。
Let's stand in front of this God that is full of living hope.
主啊，我们在这里去承认是我们面对一个很困难的事实。这个世界里面有很多的挑战，充满着很多的混乱，甚至一些的恶意。但是主要感谢你，因为你保守着我们的心，你叫我们的心仍然带着你活泼的盼望。主要就真的帮助我们，你打开我们的耳朵，打开我们的心灵，打开我们的头脑，叫我们更加更加可以去渴想你，更加更加可以寻求你，叫我们知道我们今天所活着的原因是因为你给我们那份活泼的盼望，叫我们能够将光将盼望带到去这个世界当中，即使这个世界是以一份的恶意去回应我们。 So Lord, thank you Lord for keeping us in you, for keeping this living hope in you. Lord, open our eyes, open our mind, open our ears so that we can seek you more, seek you deeply. Lord, grow our appetite so that we get more and we yearn for you more and more, deeper and deeper, so that we will grow in you into maturity.Lord, we pray this in the holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen.